Welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is October 14th, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up in the news, I'd like to announce the upcoming Photoshop and Capture NX workshops that we're offering. Coming up very soon, on the 19th and 20th of October, our workshops are in Washington, D.C. The Photoshop one is on the 19th, and Capture NX is on the 20th. Next month in Chicago, on the 2nd of November, we will have a Photoshop workshop and Capture NX on the 3rd of November. So if you're interested in checking out if there's spaces left for either of those workshops, please jump on the blog and go to the link I'll provide for you. That'll take you right there so you don't have to worry about digging through the community to find it. Also, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, there are ASMP seminars at Apple stores. Coming up this month, on the 23rd of October, the New York Soho store will be hosting Michael Furman, and the Chicago store will be hosting Steve Grubman. On the 30th of October, David Hume Kennerly will be at the San Francisco Apple Store. Now, there's no admission for these, but it is based on a first-come, first-served basis for space within the store. So if you're interested in those towns, get there early and check out the start times on the website I will post for you on the blog. The November seminar dates are the 20th and the 27th in the same cities, and as they near, I will announce a little bit more specifics on those, and you can also check out the full schedule at www.apple.com/go/ASMP, and I'll post that for you so you can just click and not worry about typing. As well as that, Hardware Zone has put out a very, very comprehensive comparison of the Nikon D80 to Sony's new A100. So if you haven't bought your digital SLR and you haven't ordered your digital SLR and you're looking at the D80 and you are wondering if, well, is this really the best camera for me? Should I look at something else? Definitely check out the Hardware Zone comparison. It has a lot of good information. The features on each camera are a little different, and some of them are just simply better suited to slightly different uses and slightly different people, realistically. They're both good cameras. They both have the same sensor resolution. I think it's 10.2 megapixel. So you're getting good quality from both of them. And so check it out to see what you like, and I'll brag a little bit. And they did kind of lean towards the D80 in their final comparison, so Nikonians can be happy that Nikon seems to be getting slightly better reviews, but definitely check out that comparison. It's almost as good as picking up the camera. They have fantastic pictures of all the little controls. And the only other thing you would have to do is actually pick one up to see how it feels. They have photo comparisons at all sorts of different situations, cropping, resolution, aperture settings, all of it. It's in there. It's about 18 pages and a fairly easy but a fairly good read. Now, those of you who use or are thinking of using Capture NX and are a little bit wary, a little bit confused, and aren't sure what to do, well, you're in luck. Capture NX has been explained. Our very own Dr. J32, otherwise known as Image Doctor Jason Odell, has published an ebook about how to use Capture NX. It's 180 pages, complete with pictures and step-by-step instructions, and it's been getting some pretty good reviews on the site. So if you're interested, it is a PDF download at the moment. I will drop the link in there for you guys so you can get to the forums, take a look at what people are saying, and see if you'd like to download yourself a copy. And It's really good. There's been reviews from people who don't even shoot RAW yet and haven't used Capture NX, but will have it for when they switch over and get the software. They've already purchased it, so I think it's probably a good investment if you're learning to do some processing on your computer, have Capture NX, and are a little bit dismayed by the availability of good instructional manuals. Continuing on into the forums, in Photographers Wanted, JG is looking for an apprenticeship position near Staten Island, New York. So if you are a professional photographer or have a business in the Staten Island area and you would like to bring somebody on board to show them the ropes, jump into the forums and give Jay a shout out and let him know that you might be interested, or if you know somebody, pass the word along. Carrying on into a picture I took, and that's my phone ringing in the background, so we're gonna pause for just one sec. And I'm back! Sorry about that slight delay. You never know when your phone is gonna ring, and I should probably start turning the ringer off instead of worrying about that anymore. Now, continuing on into a picture I took, I always give this forum a good look to see if there's anything exciting going on and any cool pictures that I'd like to announce. And I think that Twilight Tower Bridge is definitely worth a look. Now, the Tower Bridge is photographed a lot, but this is a really good picture. So if you've been to London, seen London, live in London, and just want to get a slightly different perspective because you're never up that early in the morning, give that picture a good look. As well as some pictures from the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. I actually used to live in Albuquerque, and I miss the Balloon Fiesta, and I miss the balloons flying overhead every morning. I don't miss the traffic jams they cause, however, as you're trying to drive down I-25 and everybody's in a gridlock because they're watching the balloons. But it's once a year, it's great fun, and it brings back some good memories. And even though the weather was apparently not so fantastic that day, the pictures still came out, at least in my opinion, very well and are worth a good look. Into some community news. We've hit the 60,000 member mark. Now, I just remember announcing the 40,000 member mark and the 50,000 member mark. So we are getting a lot of activity and a lot of support from everybody around the world. And before you ask, most people are actually still active on the site, so that number is fairly accurate. JRP checked before he left for Photokina and did some analysis, and about 74% of members were checking in at least once a month, so we get a lot of activity that way. And at least 18% are checking in one time a day or more. So congratulations to JRP and Bo for giving us this fantastic community. Now, before I head on, I like to point you in the direction of the resources section again, and especially if you've ever been asked by a friend, well, what camera should I buy? And I'm terrible, I do this to my brother all the time, but if you don't know what to say, you can check out our FAQ section that has some good information on cameras and tripods and monopods and bags and stuff like that to kind of give you that information. Should you go film? Should you go digital? And if you really want to sound like you know everything, go ahead, read up on it, and then talk to your friend again rather than sending them directly to the FAQ pages. And maybe eventually they'll join up and find you out. But there's some good information on there, especially if you're just starting out and trying to upgrade or switch over from film to digital. You might get some interesting information there while you're waiting for some feedback from the forums, which are also very good sources of information. And I think that will be it for me today. Once again, I'm Jessica Odell, and you have been listening to Nikonian's News Flash. You can find this and all our other podcasts at podcasts.nikonians.org. And you can drop me a line, email me. I still want to hear back if you're interested in possibly getting polo shirts back in the pro shop. So drop me a line at newsflash@nikonians.org. Thank you for tuning in, and I will be back next week with another update from the Nikonians community.